All right, so I hope you're not already sick of listening to me, because today is an unusual lab week, a unique one. It's the only meeting we'll have in here in which I just speak continuously, and that's all you do is listen to me. Usually you're doing something for lab, and I'll always have something to say before I let you loose on the activity, but usually it's much shorter than it is today. This is just two recordings I'm going to make you today. And so the materials that are sitting out, you won't be using those today. But first, one of the recordings is I want to just finish describing the course. I want to talk specifically about the laboratory-related graded assignments. The lecture really only has two sources of points for it. The attendance points, if you exercise that privilege, and the lecture examinations. So there aren't quizzes or anything in the lecture room, group work or anything like that. The things you're getting points for in the lecture are the examinations and attendance. Then there's the connect assignments, which are kind of category by themselves. They're not really lecture or lab. They're just a source of points. But then the rest of them are laboratory related. And we can see the breakdown here. That includes pre-lab quizzes, which, as the name indicates, are quizzes that you take before the corresponding lab activity. And that doesn't mean right before the 15-minute break that we have between lecture and lab. You won't be allowed to take a... Canvas will cut you off at 23:59 the night before the lab. So each lab pre-lab quiz that you have to take, which you take on Canvas, you have to do those no later than the end of the night before, what day is this? Wednesday. Wednesday is when we meet in here, right? So those are comparatively easy points. That's a batch of points that you should never waste a single point of. And I see it happen every term. People just, I don't know whether they refuse to set themselves reminders or they just blow them off or totally forget what. But you're not going to be able to do it after 23:59. It will cut you off. So don't even approach that deadline. Get those out of the way. But use an electronic calendar. That's what they're there for, to remind yourself. Well, the pre-lab quizzes are the things that have been changed a little bit now that we decided not to require the manual. And that's what these packets are. They're really little sections of what used to be the manual, slightly edited. So instead of buying a manual, we're going to give it to you piecewise. Each week you'll get a new packet. You're getting two this week because it's one for next week and one for this week. You weren't here before. But from now on, you'll get a packet. And the packets are not things that you need to complete at home. The packets describe the activity that you're going to be doing the next week. And so, like molecular modeling, which is the week two handout, that's what we're going to be doing next week. You're not completing that before you come in, but you need that packet, some of the information in that packet, in order to answer the questions on the molecular modeling pre-lab quiz before you come in next week. All right? So that's why you need these packets. It makes doing the pre-lab quiz a hell of a lot easier. And so the answers are all in there. If you give yourself more than 2 minutes right before midnight to take these pre-lab quizzes, you can maximize your scores pretty easily. This is, other than attendance, this is one of the easiest batches of points. So just do not forget them, all right? I can't remember for sure. I think they might have two attempts, the higher of which is used. But that's not a promise. It'll tell you, though, in the instructions. So those together make up 13%. That's a big batch of points. Don't blow them off. Then there are laboratory quizzes, which are done in here. And today's odd, not only because I'm speaking the whole time, but also because this is the only time that you shouldn't expect a laboratory quiz. That's what we would be doing right now. From now on, every laboratory meeting, you should make sure you're here no later, it shouldn't be a problem because we just got out of lecture. Shouldn't stray too far. But make sure you're here no later than 2:28. All right, because there's a severe penalty for lateness on the laboratory quizzes, each of which will start exactly at 2:30. That's the very first thing we'll do each week. All right, and the penalty is 10% for any sort of lateness. 1 second after, 10% off, up to a minute. Then it becomes 20%, up to 2 minutes, and then it's 30%. That's not something that is going to help your score. So that's a foolish way of losing points, especially for a section of students that don't have to go through traffic to get here. Right? You're already on campus to be at lecture. Make sure you don't come in late. Usually those will take about 10 minutes, except the first one, which is the very first thing we'll do next Wednesday. That will take about 20 minutes. Usually it's 10, though. And I should tell you right away, in case you start freaking out next week, that the first quiz is usually the worst one for everyone. It'll probably be the lowest mean of all the quizzes. It doesn't have to be that case. I'm giving you the information to prevent that from happening. But for some reason, and maybe it's the fact that this is the only one that involves any sort of math, I don't know what the explanation is, but this is usually a low score. Another reason might be that people get sick of listening to me in this marathon lecture today, and so they say, yes, I understand, may we go, or they're thinking that, rather than, will you give me another example so that I can really understand how to do this? All right, so that's the point here is that not just for the first one, but for every one of these quizzes, you should treat them for what they are, which is a little test, a little examination. These are not points you can blow off. No points can you blow off in this difficult course. So prepare for them the way you prepare for an exam, by listening to my recordings, my laboratory recordings. The makeup of the lab quizzes that we start with each week is not like the lecture exams. I've already told you, I think, that the lecture exams are all multiple choice. Not true for the lab quizzes. They're a mixture of quiz types. Some of them are multiple choice. It's also not, they're not consistent with respect to the number of questions. It's usually 8-ish. Could be 7 to 10 to 11, whatever. However many questions there are, though, each quiz is equally weighted. They're worth the same amount. And as far as the question topics are concerned, most of those questions, however many there are on the quiz, will have to do with the things that we did and learned the previous week, which is why doing well on them requires carefully listening to the previous week's recording. All right? Don't skip listening to the lab recordings. They're really important for the quizzes. Now, I won't promise like I did for the exams that things on the quiz will be only what I say, because you're also responsible for reading the activities and doing the activities, right? So most of the questions will come from my recordings, and they'll be about the previous week. There might be one or maybe two questions, though, each quiz that have to do with what you're doing that day. That's why you have to come in here non-clueless, which is why we have the pre-lab quizzes also. To give you easy points, for one thing, but also just to force you to not come in saying, what are we doing today? Or, if I have a good partner, he or she will know. I'll just let them know how we do things today. That wastes time. It's not a good way to conduct a laboratory meeting. So, those kind of questions about what we're doing that day will be general questions, which you'll easily be able to answer if you've done the reading, the packets, and the lab pre-lab quiz. The other ones about the previous week are more specific questions, which is why you have to study for those using the recordings. Everyone clear on that? And the penalty, yeah.
Where are the recordings located?
They are on the same page as my recordings from the lecture upstairs, which are on the Hoffman site on the page whose link on the menu is called Current Term Lecture Recordings. They're right below the link for the lectures from previous terms, the ones that had the synchronized slideshows, it's right below that on the Hoffman site. Of course, they won't be there until I post them. But so I'm glad you asked this, because sometimes I just convince myself that I've already uploaded the lecture when I actually haven't. And if you don't see it for like 12 hours after the lab has ended, or by the next morning, don't be afraid to email me and tell me that I should do my job. Okay, that's quizzes, and they are another 13% combined. You should always expect a quiz. I might, in any given week, choose not to give you a quiz, but I'm never going to announce that, so always prepare for a quiz. Then you have three reports. And these, they're called laboratory reports, but if you've ever had formal laboratory reports, which like in a chemistry class or something, that's not what these are like. You're not giving me formal write-ups with introduction and materials and methods and things like that. It's really, each one is just a matter of answering a certain number of questions that they're all different. The set of questions is different, and so they have separate instructions, but it's just a matter of that. You're not giving me any hard copies of these, by the way, even if it says so in one of these handouts. These handouts are written by the person who made the manual as kind of a general thing for all sections, but you're never handing any hard copies in to me for these reports. They have to be done in Word and submitted via Canvas. And it's okay if you hate Word, but you don't have an excuse for not using it, because everyone has free access to it via Astrea, which is why there's a link on the Hoffman site for it. Well, anyway, each of those individual reports is about one specific activity that we do a week in here. So there are three different topics, and I'll just talk about those as we approach them and tell you specific instructions for how to do them. But you'll also have specific written instructions for how to do each report in these packets that come up. But this brings up the fact that after the quiz is done each week, which is just the first 10 minutes, there aren't any more points you're going to be getting for being here in the lab. But it's don't get the feeling that get the idea that you can just leave after the quiz and be okay. You have to be here for a couple reasons, not only because it's required, but you have to be here because that's the right thing to do for your group. You don't want to leave your group to do the activity without you. You have to do it, even more importantly, so that you know what is done and why it's done. Even more important than what you do is why you do it a certain way. And don't ever leave if you don't have the answer to that question. You know what you're doing because you're doing it. But if you don't know why you're doing something a certain way in an activity, the scientific rationale behind it, check with me before you leave, because that's an important thing to understand. So you need to know those things for the sake of doing well on the next quiz the following week. That's one reason. Even though you're not handing anything in, you know, when you write things on your packets as you go through the activities, that's for your own keeping and studying. You're not handing those in for points. But you want to do it well for the sake of doing well on the following quiz. And you also can't forget about them after the following week when the quiz is over, because another thing that we have in here is the laboratory practicum. A practicum is simply a test in which, instead of sitting there writing answers, you are moving around to different stations that are set up and interacting with the things that are on display, in case you've never had a practicum. So the laboratory practicum in here is the last thing we'll do in this room. There won't be a quiz that day. There will be the practicum, and that's it. No laboratory activity. But the various stations that will be set up for the practicum, each of which has a certain number of questions about it, will each represent one of the week's activities that we did. That's why you're going to, in preparation for the practicum, have to go back through the entire term's worth of weekly activities and remember the important concepts, what you did and why you did them, to prepare for that. So you can kind of put it off out of your mind. Just remember that you can't forget about all the important stuff that you learn here throughout the term. You're going to have to recall that for the practicum, which is 10% of your grade. So a full letter grade's worth just in that one test. Oh, no, I'm wrong. 5%. Connect homework is 10%. All right, so those are all the sources of points. And any questions about that or anything else about how we're set up here? Okay, one pre-lab quiz that I didn't mention and that you might have noticed is already past due technically. You won't be penalized for lateness for this one, though. Is the lab safety one. Hopefully you've already done that. If you don't get that done before the next meeting, because that's a big legal deal, we can easily be sued if you don't do that. You're not allowed to stay in the course if you don't get that in. So before next week, make sure you do that. And also, as far as safety is concerned, there's various things that you can't do in here, including having any food or drink out, which is easy to forget, especially when it's hot out still. So you can never have a container of liquid like this out. You have to put it away the whole time you're here, either in a bag or in the shelves. And if you use the shelves, I will let you drink from it as long as you go over there and stay there while you're drinking. Just don't forget that you put it there. That happens all the time. It's no big deal because there's someone teaching this course almost continuously throughout the day. It won't be me, but if you want to come back and retrieve something you've left, just come in quietly and ask the instructor for you to get it. All right, but that needs to be... Is that yours? Okay, you need to put it away. Also, another one that the people who could come around and randomly check us really care about is open-toed shoes, which is another thing to easily disobey when it's hot out. I can't let you in here if you have open-toed shoes. So whether you want to wear them all day, that's up to you, but you have to... If you don't want to wear closed-toed shoes all day, you have to carry some so that you have them for when you're in here. I will, now that your choices are to wear one of our shoes that we have here, which most people don't like the idea of, or, well, the best thing is to just not violate the rule. But if I see it happen starting next week, today's kind of a, you get a free ride. If I see it happen from now on, I'll let you stay one time, but your quiz will turn into a zero. So that's hopefully a disincentive. Set yourself a reminder for that, too, if you have to. Okay, no more questions about the setup? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Otherwise, I would be a hypocrite, because I will be in shorts all the whole time. Yeah. Anything that has toes visible is open-toed.
So like these ones.
Those, that's...
Since they have holes.
It's... You know, I might have to check on that. It's pushing it. But I'll check, actually, because it's not me, it's not my preference. It's whether or not we'll get in trouble. I'm glad you brought it up, though. I've never thought about that. It's open-heeled, but the rule is open-toed. Okay. Nothing else? Then let's transition to the science.